What I was?
What you wore.
What I wore? At that time we used to wear skirts and blouses. Skirts and blouses. And I had two skirts and two blouses. And I used to wash my blouses every day, every night. I used to wash my blouse and have a clean blouse and panties. I used to wash every day, my panties. Sometimes I would have one pair of panties. And when this panties was torn, I used to buy another pair of panties. Most of the time I kept two pair of panties. One I washed and one I wear. When I washed and one... Every night I washed clothes. Panties and a bra and a blouse. I used to wash every night. And stockings.
After you got home?
After I got home, yeah. I used to do this every day. Because we couldn't afford to have many things. And one day I was supposed to go to work. I used to prepare my underwear. When I lived with my aunt, I slept in a room, three of us, three girls, two of my aunt's girls and I. So two on one side and one on the other side. We used to fight with our feet. We used to fight all the time. So it was on a Saturday, I remember. I prepared my clothes, and my cousin, she was only a year younger than I, and she had less things than I had. But I prepared my clothes, and I went to get up in the morning to put on, and I didn't find my blouse, I didn't find my underwear. And I got so mad, and I started crying and yelling in the house, running around, wearing my clothes, wearing my clothes. And Jeanette, that was my cousin's name, Jeanette, she died a year ago. And my aunt was laughing, and I said, "Where's Jeanette?" And I used to borrow her clothes sometimes. When I had. So Jeanette went away to work. And she went to do something, take her children or something. And she put on my clothes. And I stopped crying. She put on my clothes. I haven't got any clothes to wear. And I went to work without a bra, without pants. My blouse was... I had the blouse that I washed the night before. I was going to iron it, but my aunt was very religious that time. She wouldn't let me iron, so I ran into a neighbor and I ironed my blouse and I went away to work. That time I got mad and my aunt and my cousin, and I moved out of the house. When I started working in the other place, the C.B. Shane Company, I met a girl over there. She was just married, and I came to work and I cried, and she said, "What are you crying?" So I said to her, "Jeanette, my cousin took all my clothes and I didn't have any clothes to wear and I want to move out." She said, "I'll give you a room." And I went to live with her. I went to live with her at that time.
Let's see,
can
we go back to Scotch just again a little bit? So you worked all day and then, like, when did you get off at night?
As I said before, sometimes I went home at 6 o'clock, sometimes 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock. Whenever they, well, we had to finish the work, and that's it. And we never got paid for overtime, straight pay. And the straight pay wasn't paid enough yet, because they used to steal our coupons.
How did they steal them?
Well, I gave in 100 coupons and on the ticket... they used to scratch it out and put 75 people. So I used to get paid for 75 people.
Hmm. Was there any way you could complain about that?
No, there was nobody complaining. There was no union. That's why I got interested in unions later, when I started working in C.B. Shane and Company. When they went out, that was in 1914 and in 1915, they went out on strike, the amalgamated went out on strike. And our shop was across the street of Hart, Chapman & Mack's. And there were a lot of shops around there. So I kept on running. At lunch hour, they were the cutters, all those, the Richman, Geyer, and Hillman, and all these here, they were cutters. So they used to stay outside and watch the strikers march around. So I came up to them. They should help me to take down our shop. And they helped me take down our shop.
What happened, like, when you got off work from Scotch? Did you feel you had any free time? Did you go out anywhere? Did you meet with friends or
Yes, I had several girlfriends. And I had a lot of boys ask me for dates, but I was too young. I didn't care for dates.
In the shop they asked you?
Yeah, there was one fella, a very handsome fella. But he was much older than I. I used to look up to him. But I didn't want to go with him. And there was another man that asked me. He was a divorced man. But I was so young, I wasn't quite 15 years old at that time.
Was that your choice, or do you feel most women that young would have decided that, or did your aunt say something?
No, my aunt didn't say anything. I used to come home sometimes with a fella, but then I was older. When I was 16 years old, I had fellas that asked me to go out with very nice fellas. And later, when I got older, I said, I keep on refusing everybody. I said to myself, I keep on refusing everybody. And nowadays, at 13, 14 years old, they date for fellas. But at that time, they didn't, and I was a very shy girl, too.
Were you lonely?
Well, I had girlfriends, and I used to go to school. I used to participate in very different things.
Did you go to school while you were at Scotch?
No, at that time, no. I started going to school. I had a little education from Fall River when I came. I had private tutors I had. I had two cousins, they were medical students, and they taught me English. So I knew English. In fact, when I entered school later years, I didn't go into first grade or second grade, I went right to the seventh grade, because I knew that much from before. But I did go to Lawson School, I went. There, I was, I think, in sixth or seventh grade in Lawson School, evening school. But it was hard for me to keep up in evening school at that time because I found the hours working to 9, 10 o'clock.
What did you do at 9 or 10 o'clock when you got out?
I used to come home, read a paper, and go to sleep. That's all. There was no television, there was no radios at that time.
Didn't you say that sometimes you did things with your friends that you'd
never? Not at night, that late, no. We used to go home that late at night. And by the time you work, even when I was a young girl, and I worked that for so many hours from sitting and stooping, it was enough, too, to go through.
So you never...
And aggravation on the cup yet. The foreman used to come and tear your work yet and say it wasn't good. But he was mad at me. He wanted to teach me a lesson that I wasn't good to him. He used to tear my work. And that girl, that Ida, that sat near me, her work was worse than mine. Her work was big stitches. And her work wasn't torn, but my work was torn.
Why did he say that you weren't...
My work wasn't good? Because I wasn't like Ida. Ida let him tickle her. Either they took dirty jokes, and I didn't. So I was different than Ida. You see? Now I could take dirty jokes. I could tell the dirty jokes too now, but not at that time. I was very, I don't know, maybe I was silly.
Had you just... Did your aunt get you this job right when you got to Chicago?
Yeah.
Like the same day?
No, not the same day. A few days later.
When you think about it, can you think of any changes you felt in yourself when you first got this job?
Well, I felt that I was going to be more independent, not to depend on my aunt. And I wanted to help her, too, because she was very poor. My uncle was a religious man, and he didn't work on holidays. And it was hard for 6 children to make a living. We had 5 children, 3 boys and 2 girls, 5 children. It was hard to make a living. So I thought, when I made my first $2, I gave it to her, and she used to give me 10 cents coffee every day. And I needed a dress, so she went and borrowed money by a friend of hers, and she made me a dress. And I paid her out $1 a week, and I gave her $2 for food, so she was very poor.
What part of Chicago were you in?
At that time, we lived on Sawyer and 13th Street. There's all colored.
What was it like then?
At that time, were Jewish people living around there. Around Roosevelt Road, and further, this was near Kedzie Avenue. Are you acquainted with those?
A little bit.
Kedzie Avenue is about 3000 West, and up to 1400, it were all Jews living there. And past Crawford Avenue, they had Bohemian people living. And south on the Roosevelt Road, around Ceramic Street, or road, whatever they call it, there were Polish people living there. It was divided, the neighborhoods were divided. But most of the Jewish people lived around Roosevelt Road, around Independence Boulevard, and in those streets. Yeah. It was a Jewish community.
Did the bus take you right to your door?
Yeah, it took me to Sawyer Avenue, then I would walk a block to 13th Street. Roosevelt Road was 12th Street. Then it was named Roosevelt after President Roosevelt. But at that time it was 12th Street. So 12th Street, I walked to 13th Street on the corner. I lived with my aunt at that time.
Did you have any hesitancies about coming home at night?
Sometimes you... Oh, no. At that time, that night, we used to sit in the park till 12 o'clock at night. When we had time, we sat in the park at 12 o'clock at night. We were not afraid to go any place at that time. We were not afraid to go. I walked home one time from Taylor and Lincoln. Oh, I used to walk home. I worked on 19 and Hall Street, and I lived on Lawndale and Roosevelt Road. I used to walk home from work. Well, nobody was afraid at that time. No, we are afraid. I don't go out here at night.
Did you, when you first got to Chicago, did you know anything about it? Did you know what the neighborhoods were? Did you know things like who the mayor was? Did you know parts of the city?
No, I didn't know much of politics, but I learned later in politics.
What did you learn about Chicago when you first got here?
Well, I was young. I used to read the papers, and I wasn't interested much in anything. I wanted to make a living and help my aunt and help my father at home, which my father didn't need much, but I used to send home a few dollars later every now and then. But I learned an awful lot as I went down. We were at that time in 1914, 15, there were a lot of anarchists Socialist Party, later in the 20s came the Communist Party. I learned an awful lot, and I got involved with my politics a little bit. I got involved in the Socialist Party, which at that time it was very common, the Socialist Party. Most of our active members were Socialist Party members at that time.
Hmm. Now, how long did you stay at Scotch?
I didn't stay very long, about a year.
Oh, you stayed a whole year there?
About.
When was this episode that you sat before now in there?
That was towards the end of the year, I guess it must have been. Because in 1915 I was involved already in the strike. I worked already that time, and I'll tell you, I came in 1914 in September. In June. In 1914, in June, I came to Chicago. And I worked at Scotch Wool Mills, I guess, till about in the beginning of 1915. So I must have worked about 6-7 months or so.
And during this whole time, the situation was like that? Were there any seasonal variations or anything?
Yes, it was seasonal work, better work in the spring and harder work in, spring they worked on fall already, and in fall they worked on summer, which is better to work, the work was better handled in the fall, because during the winter they worked on the spring. And during the summer, they worked on winter stuff. That was easier.
Was there a difference in what you were working on? I mean, was it material?
Yeah, the material was better to handle on a spring material. Yeah. So.
Did they ever have to lay anybody off? Was there always work despite them?
Oh no, they used to lay off people too. They didn't like it, they used to fire them, they used to lay them off. Yeah.
Was it ever because there wasn't enough work?
No, the farmer didn't like it if you talked too much, if you answered something that he didn't like it, he used to fire you. You ought to be just sit like in a straitjacket. And not to move around, or you went too much into a washroom, they used to fire you. Although you were on your own, piecework, section work. But they wanted you to be all the time at the table.
Did you find out, like, what other people were making on piecework?
I know my girlfriend used to make more money than I. And I made $5, $4. She made $10, she made $8.
Were you ever curious about what the other people were making? Did you get?
No. But I knew around the table that everybody made more money than I.
Because how did you feel about that? Were you upset?
Well, I was upset. And I knew why they were making more money. He didn't like me because I wasn't like the other girls. The other girls took all the crap from him and I didn't. I was very independent, and the sister-in-law of his was too an independent woman. We both didn't make much, but the others made much more than we did. He was a very mean man. Abe Kahn was his name.
Do you think that was a shared characteristic, that there were a lot of women in Chicago at that time also?
Yes.
Did you have friends in other shops that ever?
Later years, I I was smarter already, and I could see what was going on.
How would you describe yourself at that time? Do you think you were naive?
I was naive.
Did you want to do something about it? Or?
I was naive. Yeah, I was naive. I remember when I left home, I was a youngster, and my mother said to me, "Be careful, my child. Don't go out at night alone. Don't go with boys at night. Be honest, be good, and God will help you." And I remember this all the time. I was afraid to go out at night. If a boy asked me to go out with him. Even later, when I was 15 years old, if a boy kissed him, oh, I thought it was terrible. I thought it was terrible. I was ashamed to look at his face the next time. This is naive, isn't it? Well, what should I say? Girls did things what they do right now years ago too. This is not happening right now only. There were girls and boys that did the same thing what they do now, but not as much and not as open as right now. You understand? See? That's what it was. And I was from the old school. I was told from my mother to be so and so and so. And I obeyed my mother.
Did she sit down and actually talk to you? Or could she tell by the way she acted, the little comments that she made, how she expected you to act?
No, she used to talk to me. How the children, she taught us children. We were five girls at home. I was the oldest one. And she taught us how to take care of ourselves. Although there was a lot of things I asked her once upon a time. I was a little girl of about 10 years when my mother gave birth to a baby girl. And I had a cousin, as I told you before, we had a jewelry store. And we had a cousin in our home. That cousin that I came to him, he brought me to this country, and I worked for him in the store, in the jewelry store. So this, he was learning the trade by us from my father, being the jeweler. Although my father's mind was not in jewelry, he was an author, a Hebrew author, and also he taught school, a Russian school he taught. He was a teacher. But I asked my mother, so this here cousin of mine, he was older than I, about 6 years, 7 years maybe. And when my mother gave birth to a baby, he said to me, he liked me very much. I was a big girl for my age, and nobody ever knew how old I was except my parents. I didn't want to go to school to sit with the youngsters on the bench because I was too big of a girl. I'll show you a picture when I came to this country how big I was. So he asked me, "How did the baby come from? From where did the baby come from?" So I said, "I don't know." So I said, "I'll ask my mommy." So my mother was laying in bed. I went in and I said, "Mommy, from where did the baby come from?" I wanted to tell him, he wanted to know. And she said, "They cut my stomach and they took the baby out." So I ran away to him and I said, "Jim, I know where the baby came. They cut my mother's stomach and the baby came." I was about 10 years old at that time. See, a mother never told us. She should be like nowadays the mothers. Tell their children, their daughters especially, about life, about everything. Nowadays the mothers prepare their daughters when they go away for college to have a good time. And my mother never never spoke things to their children. What she told me to behave myself, to take care of myself, to guide myself, not to go but out of her.
I'm really curious. I hope you don't mind if I ask this question.
Go ahead.
What was her attitude when you first got your period? Had she warned you about it?
No. She didn't. She was an intelligent woman, my mother. And I'm just thinking of it. Why didn't she tell me? Maybe because I was too young yet. Maybe she didn't want to tell me. I got my period, maybe I was about 11 and a few months old. And I was very much scared. I saw blood on my clothes, so I thought that I cut myself. And I came home running and crying that I cut myself. And my mother took me in the bathroom. We didn't have that kind of bathrooms like we have now. She undressed me and gave me different clothes. And she gave me a red. At that time we didn't have paddings like it now. And she bandaged me around like a diaper. She bandaged me around. And I thought that I cut myself. Then she started telling me that I, from now on, when a girl gets a period, she could have babies, and the girl has to be very careful not to be too intimate with boys, unless you get married to have a baby, not before.
Did you understand her?
A little bit, not much. I was too young to understand her at that time, really. But as I grew older, another thing where I learned, I told you I was a big girl. Maybe I'll bring you the pictures to show you how big I was when I came to this country. I have the pictures right here.
Okay.